in the January 25th, 1896 January cyclists, the following bicycle song for 96. A little wheel in the factory grew. Listen to my tale of woe. A little tandem of brilliant hue. It had a battery attachment, too, to be turned on when a hill came in view. Listen to my tale of woe. The tandem was bought by a boy named Hugh. Listen to my tale of woe. He had a girl whom he called Sue. They were to be made one, these two, these two, these two. Listen to my tale of woe. Her pa objected, said he, "You shall not be made one, but remain two, not one, but two." Listen to my tale of woe. They planned to get even with the pa of Sue and run away on the tandem, too. She donned her bloomers on her gloves, drew, and sat down on the road to wait for Hugh, for Hugh, for Hugh. Listen to my tale of woe. Soon he and the tandem came into view with the help of her lover, the happy two, that last down the roadway delightedly flew, wondering if pa would think to pursue, pursue, pursue. Listen to my tale of woe. Pa had a mare whose blood was blue, the fastest that any in the country knew, and when he found that his daughter Sue was out of sight, and so was Hugh, he knew, he knew. Listen to my tale of woe. Under the mare's hoof no grass grew as Pa galloped after the naughty two. The folks along the highway laughed and said, "Whoo! If he catches them, this day they'll rue, they'll rue, they'll rue." Listen to my tale of woe. The mare lopped up a hill, and a sight met Pa's view that flushed his cheeks to a bright red hue. Pa was angry, quite mad. He saw Hugh pedaling along with his daughter Sue, with Sue, with Sue. Listen to my tale of woe. She looked round and said, "Boo-hoo! Pa is coming. He'll never let you." But she reckoned without her host, for who Hugh turned on the battery, and they flew, they flew, they flew. Listen to my tale of woe. Pa soon noticed how their speed grew. He found that his mare was winded, too. If he wished to save the beast, he knew he must give up the chase after the two. The two would be one, he knew. Listen to my tale of woe. The mare died. What could poor Pa do? He slowly walked home, and he never knew where the tandem stopped, but he wished, too true, they would ride to a place of a lurid hue. They would go to hell, go to hell. Listen to my tale of woe.